Bryce explains the normal way of catching these animals is to dig a hole and place a trap in it. The not normal way is to knock spits into the ground and crush them. Shimon Lozo said, the only time you have to use the not normal method is in the grain field. For a grain field is when it's near the city. However, when the grain field is near an orchard, we can use the normal way because it prevents the animals from going from the field to the orchard. Mishnah said, "Mekarnas apiritz b'moyit." How are you allowed to fix a hole in the fence in Chol HaMoed? Rabbi Yosi said it can be done with branches. Bryce says he piles up stones but doesn't plaster them. Rav Chista said this inferior method only has to be done for a garden wall. However, if there's a hole in the courtyard wall, it may be repaired in the normal permanent manner. Mori asked, maybe we can say that the following Bryce is a proof to this. The Bryce says that a courtyard wall that is leaning into the Rishus HaRab may be knocked down and rebuilt in Chol HaMoed because of the danger it poses. We see such a wall may be fully rebuilt. Mori says, maybe that case may be different because it's a danger. Others brought this Bryce as a question to Rav Chista because the Bryce suggests that it may be built only because it's a danger, but otherwise it can't be built. Mori says, it's not a question of Chista because it's only due to the danger that can be destroyed and then rebuilt. But maybe any courtyard wall could just be rebuilt on Chol HaMoed. Destroyed, it can't be unless it's a danger, but it's not to be rebuilt, it could be done on Chol HaMoed. Why don't we allow it to be destroyed on Chol HaMoed? The wall that's leaning over into Zerab, we should just allow it to be destroyed, but not rebuilt. The Gemara said, if we don't allow it to be rebuilt, people won't take it down on Chol HaMoed, which will therefore continue to pose that danger. Rav Ashi said, our Mishnah is approved to Rav Chista. The Mishnah says that this wall may be rebuilt during Shemitah. Now, if we're discussing a Chatzar wall, why would we think it can't be built during Shemitah? It's a regular protection wall around your Chatzar. It must be that it's discussing a garden wall, and we would think that it looks like he's protecting his produce and therefore can't be done during Shemitah. So you see, we're talking about a garden wall, and that's what can only be done in a more temporary way, but it could be with a Chatzar wall, it would be done in a permanent way. Zak, the Mishnah Rabbeinu says, a Kohen may look at Tzaras on Chol HaMoed, only if he'll be Mekel, but not to be Machmer. The Chum say, it may not be done in either case. Zak, the Gemara, Rabbeinu says, Rabbeinu says, a Kohen may look at Tzaras on Chol HaMoed, to be Mekel, but not to be Machmer. Rabbeinu says, it may not be done in either case, because once it's looked at, he has to come out with a Psak, and that Psak may end up being Luchumra. Rabbi said, Rabbeinu's view seems correct in the case of Mitzayah who's imprisoned, and Rabbeinu's view seems to be correct in the case of Mitzayah who's already confirmed as a Mitzayah. Rava said, all agree that a Kohen does not look at a possible tzaras of someone who is currently fully tar. Because when a Mitzayah was jailed for only 1 week so far, all would agree that the Kohen does examine him, because the Kohen can always assign him to a second week of imprisonment, which is no worse than if the Kohen were not to come at all. The Machlek is regarding a Mitzayah at the end of a second week of imprisonment. In that case, Rameya says the Kohen should look at the tzaras. If it's tar, he should pass in it as such. If it's tame, he should not say anything, in which case it doesn't become a confirmed tzaras. Rabbi Yehi said, we learn from a pasuk that the Kohen has to pass when he sees tzaras, so he doesn't have the option of not saying anything. Frekmar Bryce says that Rebbe says the opposite of what he said in the Bryce above. Mar says actually Machlek HaSanayim as to whether Rebbe held that the person prefers to be back with people even though he would become usher to his wife at that point, which is the case when a confirmed Mitzayah begins his Tahara process, and which is why we would allow a Kohen to look at the Tzaras of a confirmed Mitzayah, or whether the person would rather be mutter to his wife but be banished to outside of the Machaneh, which is the case of a confirmed Mitzayah, and is why we allow a Kohen to look at the Tzaras of an imprisoned Mitzayah, because the worst possible immediate result is that he'll have to leave the Machaneh, but he would still be mutter to his wife. How do we know that a confirmed Mitzayah is mutter to his wife? Mar says, a Braisa says that a confirmed Mitzayah is usher to his wife. Rabbi Yehuda says he's only usher during his 7-day Tahara process, but not while he is a confirmed Mitzayah. Could be darshan what the Pasuk says, not anything further. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda said, if he is usher during the Tahara process days, then with the Kal V'Chomer, he'll also be usher during his confirmed Mitzayah days. Rabbi Chiya then said that Rabbi agreed with the view of Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that the person does not become tummy until the Kohen paskens that he has teras? And for the Gemara, Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda says, the pasuk of Uvayim Hayroiz Boy teaches that not all the time should a Kohen look at a possible teras. And by not looking, he'll keep the person tar. For example, a Kohen should not look at possible teras for a chosen during the 7 days of the Sheva Brachas, or for a person entering a Tiyomtiv. Rebbe says, we can learn this concept from the fact that the Pasuk teaches that the house with a Nega should be emptied before the Kohen renders it Tomei. We can learn from here that if the Torah tells the Kohen to delay his Psak for the sake of saving some possessions from becoming Tomei, surely he should not paskin if it will prevent the mitzvah, meaning the happiness of the chosen or the happiness for Yomtiv, from taking place. What's the difference between these approaches? Abaye said, it's only a difference of opinion as to how to dash in the Pesukim. Rava said the difference would be whether only a mitzvah can postpone the Kohen from looking at tzaras on one's body, which would be the view of Rabbi Yehuda, or even a non-mitzvah reason, which would be the view of Rebbe. Mara said Rabbi Yehuda does not say like Rebbe, because he would say that we don't learn the case of body tzaras from the case of house tzaras, because the case of house tzaras is itself a chiddush, that mere wood and stone should become tamei, and therefore we can't learn from that case. Rebbe says, we do learn one from the other, and yet both psukim are necessary, because if we would only say the case of bodily tzaras, we would think that the viewing may only be postponed for a mitzvah, and if it would only say that the case of house tzaras, we would think that it's a higher level of tzaras and can therefore be postponed, but the viewing of bodily tzaras can never be postponed. That's why we need both. I'm sorry, that we'd say that the house tzaras is a lighter level of tzaras, and therefore it could be postponed. But the case of bodily tzaras, which is a higher level of tzaras, maybe could never be postponed, so kamash malo, and that's why we need both, that's why tzricha, we need both cases, both psukim.